interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
John, a Belgian man, has been acquitted of a drunk driving charge because he has an auto brewery syndrome. We've heard about it before. I know we've talked about it at least once before, but it is an extremely rare condition, if you're not familiar, where his body produces alcohol from the carbs. The Belgian media said the verdict from the judge emphasized that the defendant, who was he did not experience symptoms of intoxication, but that his body, what happened was, it goes back to April 22nd when the man was pulled over twice and subjected to breathalyzer exams, and it was determined to have a blood alcohol level far exceeding the country's 0.20. Well, he was at 0.22 or something like that. And so he was arrested and fined in 2019 for drunk driving, but he insisted then he didn't have anything to drink. And then so he went to three independent doctors, and they said he has this auto brewery syndrome where carbs in his body get turned into alcohol, and he can appear drunk, and that he can have slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor functions, dizziness, belching, all the things that go along with getting drunk. But he didn't have anything to drink. He like get drunk off French fries.
Yeah.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, we have had this story before. You can eat a plate of spaghetti, a pasta, yes, and you're hammered.
Very rare. Fewer than 100 cases have been reported globally. But it's obviously misdiagnosed as common drunkenness. But this guy was acquitted because of that.
Well, maybe he can guess he's drunk enough to drive city buses in India, because in India, one city just fired 26 bus drivers and other employees for showing up to work drunk. It was 26 bus drivers and 100 other employees who showed up drunk, some of them routinely. 74 permanent staff members were suspended. 26 temps were just flat out blown out, fired. There were 100 cases of arriving for duty drunk at the bus yard, and possession of alcohol was reported 60 different times from April 1st to April 15th. This isn't like April 1st of last year to April 15th of this year. This is into the first 2 weeks of this month this stuff was going on. 9 permanent mechanics were fired because they were drunk on the job. All those bus drivers I told you about, 9 substitute bus drivers were fired and were found guilty of being under the influence of alcohol or possessing liquor during the day.
And we'll stay on the road one last time here in I Can't Believe It's News in Indianapolis, where police found a pregnant woman and her car completely covered in spaghetti after a road rage incident in Indianapolis Saturday night. The woman called 911 around 5 o'clock saying that a driver had flashed a gun at her during a road rage deal, and she was turning one way. The other driver's turning in front of her, and the woman shouted at the other driver, and she claims then the other driver brake checked her. So she made it around the other driver and said the driver showed a gun at her. So the woman said she was too scared to stop at her house, so circled around and called police. And the woman said she had her 3 children in the car when the other car came up to her and the person threw a huge container of spaghetti at the car, covered her and the car. She says she tried to get the other driver to give insurance information, and that the other driver was the one holding up the gun. The driver of the car claimed the other woman had hit her, and she was only following her to get a picture of the license plate. But one of them was charged with intimidation with a firearm and, I guess, assault with spaghetti.
That's not easy to clean off your car either. You know how sometimes it's rough to get that stuff out of the colander after it's dried for a while.
Oh, and then it starts getting down in between the windshield wipers, some of the fun sauce, a little of the mushrooms.